Beloved, this is God's Warriors. It is the 15th of November, 2023. The violent lay hold of the kingdom and take it by force. Father, we just thank you. We come into the blood of Jesus. We commit this to you. Those who hear, let them have ears to hear. Those who have eyes, let them have eyes to see. Give them a heart of understanding that we may all repent and turn our hearts back to you and be healed, Father God. We need healing as we go through the battlefield called this life. Bless those who are hearing. I want to give you this song, and it was written originally in Bohemian. It's during the Hussite Wars. And the medieval time during the Reformation, so it doesn't translate the same, but it is you who are God's warriors and of his law of love, pray to God for help and have faith in him. This particular audio as a request to listen to a man called Bo Poloni, who was interviewed by a Mr. Rodriguez on YouTube. I will put the link in. You can go look at it. And so I believe that the Lord has shown me some similar things that he had also shown Mr. Poloni, Bo. And one is that I had a vision of Christmas, that at the time of Thanksgiving, the Christmas season had begun, and then Hanukkah, which Thanksgiving is November 22nd, in a couple of days. And then at Hanukkah, December 8th, that it's Malzur, it's the rock of our salvation, our fortress. This is warfare, the Feast of Dedication. And then Christmas is December 24th, that it was actually very beautiful Christmas with artistic themes that come along with that time, that season. I'm really trying to pace myself because this is a lot of information. I want to give it clearly. So there's a comparison of our revelation and his recent revelation, Mr. Bo Poloni's. I am going to put down 12 points of my view. I wrote a whole commentary on it. I got AI'd and it was evaporated off of my screen. And I had to rewrite it in condensed version. So the point, we agree on these 12 points. He has other things concerning timing, value increase of silver, gold, and investments. And he names dates and increases of value. I didn't get any of those. And as far as I'm concerned, my comment is a wait and see. Because we're to judge prophecy and not the prophet. He seems to really love the Lord, and so bless him. My view of these 12 points are different than Bo Poloni's. They come from a different angle, and they have caveats that are based on how to regain the inheritance, that the Lord is, how to apprehend it, that we are to require to be obedient to the Lord and his commands. Praise you. All right. The first one is Christmas in November through December, which I prayed about, I had been praying about it for a couple of weeks, keep seeing insights and visions into this time period that we've entered into because we've been through so many difficulties with hyperinflation and devaluation and just a tremendous increase in evil, breaking down of borders and sovereign nations and so on. So he also saw Christmas in November through December. And I want to make a comment about Hanukkah, that at Hanukkah, the Feast of Dedication, God will be dealing with his church It's the Feast of Dedication. Jesus went into the temple during winter. It's some restoration of God's house, his temple, of which we are. We are the living stones. And the altar is the heart. And this, the heart, God's going to be dealing with a lot of leadership hearts and those who serve the temple in the temple, which means to serve the body of Christ and in the Lord's house, his people. But first service is always him at the Holy of Holies. And this rededication, God's going to, he's going to bring, it's actually a second Feast of Tabernacles. But the Lord is going to bring a second gift of repentance and cleansing the altars, cleansing the heart attitudes, housekeeping, right? We need to do housekeeping in the temple. And then relighting the fire of the light of the Lord Jesus, the Shemash candle, the servant candle. Not the lordship candle in the house, the servant candle. To light the other churches, to light those around us. And so arise and shine, for the glory of the Lord is risen in the midst of gross darkness. And what does this mean? The Shemash means our focus will be on Jesus. If we come under the blood of Jesus and stay in that place, there is deliverance and protection from the collapsing Babylonian, Egyptian, political, financial systems, the geopolitics, the arenas in which the whole world lies under the power of Satan. God gave it to him, but it is collapsing. And we will see this. God will show this to us, and he will show us how to pray for this. There will be also supernatural expressions of signs and wonders, miraculous provision as we exited out of the judgments on the corrupt worldly systems. If there's a financial collapse, the economic collapse, the banking collapse, the collapse of the infrastructure, if there's war, all these things, they collapse. It's permitted by the Lord in order that we might come to him and have him as our resources. When things are extremely difficult in the natural order of things, which we are called to be a part of, but we're not called to bow down to Satan. We're not called to bow down to the beast or the dragon or demonic powers. Occult, witchcraft, all the above. Idolatry. We're coming into a time of who is like you, O Lord, amongst the gods? No one. You are throne, and we keep you enthroned in our temple and in the temple of those that we relate to. And there will be deliverances types. The return of Christ is imminent. His coming is at the door. Behold, I come quickly. So have your garments ready. Don't let your shame, don't let your nakedness be shown before men. Walk in his righteousness, walk in his the gold of faith and anointed eyes have that you see what's going on, that you hunger and thirst for righteousness. We don't have it all in this Laodicean church age. We think we have it all because we've got a lot of money and we can have the nice building program and all the conferences and to raise money, by the way. And we can do all the signs and works, but Jesus is outside, standing at the door knocking, saying, repent, let me come in and have supper with you. Let me come in and feast with you, because he is the feast. His presence is the feast. All right, the sixth point were shakings, as in Moses, massive. There's going to be massive shakings, especially in financial sectors, even with gold and silver. It is my opinion, you never put all your eggs in one basket, depending upon how many eggs you have. Gold and silver are a side investment. That natural resources, tools, skilled labor, this is real prosperity and the ability to work through them. Health is wealth. That's why the conventional wicked sectors of the conventional medical system, are being taken down. They will be taken down. They will collapse. And a lot of the insurance industry, which is required for car insurance and all that, which is an extortion. You must have it or you can't drive. Well, we'll see about that. The socialist system that we live under, which is extreme democracy, is not liberty. Who do you depend on? Do you depend on the arm of flesh? Or do we trust in the name of the Lord? And we trust in his word, which exalts his name. And these shakings will be like, will be similar. Well, Haggai chapter 2. The prophet says, I'm going to shake everything that can be shaken. The gold and the silver is mine. And the desire of all nations shall come. This also implies that the shakings have to do with great earthquakes. Earthquakes precede judgments. And then number 7. The outpouring of God's glory is, people don't understand it, that it means God is being conviction of sin, righteousness in the coming judgment, so that we can repent. It's a gift, so he can extend his mercy to us and enter into his deliverance. He does this work. But the glory also brings judgment on the wicked. People will be dropping dead. There will be a lot of death. There will be a lot of judgments. And there are specific things that there's a Kairos time. This is a Jubilee time. And I will refer to that. Jubilee time on the Yovel, and this is on some prior audio files that I'll be linking in this segment, that you can understand a little bit more that the bringing of God's glory is the Jubilee is the reset to bring the inheritance back, to bring the land inheritance back, to deliver the slaves, to set them free, set the captives free, and to let the debts go. This is the year of God's vengeance. The year of God's vengeance. All right, let's look at 8. He's talked about the tech sector. He said many, many technical persons, that it is going to be judged. I agree, as the major tech players actually have a wealth gain from innocent blood sacrifice, pedophilia, slavery, economic slavery, genocidal occult fueling their damned prosperity. God will judge it. He will judge it very severely. He will bring people in place to set up their own servers and their own networks and highways, and they will overturn even the FCC. This time, that's happening today, actually, is to shut the mouth of all the truth tellers. This is confrontation according to Revelation 12 of the dragon. And abuse is always has, you can't say, you can't talk. And the Constitution and the Bill of Rights in the United States are predicated on liberty, separation of church and state, freedom of the press, freedom to bear arms, to protect ourselves, all these things. And it's very serious about what's going to happen with the tech sector. And the scriptures the Lord gave me was that, especially the part of God is children, because they're his idea. And the family is his idea. And we've been being hammered by satanic forces. Let me come over here to Matthew 8:16.